mistress has me tend to the little ones, so the little ones can learn to ride. My lollipop and crisp peanut brittle ones, the little ones never leave my side. Charlotte always fidgets, Arthur's chubby little digits poke into my nose and in my ear. This baby bib is Bridget's, oh my darling little midgets. And guess what I am thinking every day when they appear? I want them dead, I want them dead. Oh my goodness, there I've said it, though you have to give me credit, as I've never had such awful thoughts before. But as every day goes by, I want it more. Eliminated, eviscerated, with a noose or with an axe, arrows shot into their backs, someone strangle them while they're asleep in bed. I want them dead, 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 dead. Oh, heavens, I can't believe I'm saying these terrible things. At other homes, I often would babysit. And I'm proud to say I did quite well. But here my life is diapers and baby spit. The little twits are spawns of hell. Drooling chocolate syrup, Bridget teethes upon my stirrup. Charlotte never fails to soil her pants. Dear Arthur eats molasses, then he passes noxious gases, and every day we visit and resume our happy dance. I'll have them killed, their voices stilled. Though I'm truly not cold-hearted, till they've joined the dear departed, I will never know a single moment's rest. Just imagine each one dressed in Sunday best and in a casket. Oh, dare I ask it? Might the vicar save his breath? Why pretend to mourn the death of these holy terrors with which I've been cursed? Though I'm certain their dear mother's heart will burst for the babes to which she's given life and nursed. And how tragic when their ashes are dispersed. Oh, all right, I'll shed a tear for them, but first, I want them dead. I want them dead. I want them dead, 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 dead. Enough said.